From Tidbits, on September 30th, 2013, this is Extra Bits. 41 words that add weather to your iPad's notification center. The iPad still lacks Apple's weather app, but concise weather info appears in the iOS 7 notification center's Today view if you enable weather in settings, privacy, location services. Lock and unlock the iPad if it doesn't show it first. Wacky! All you need to know about iOS 7.0.2 in 45 words. iOS 7.0.2 beefs up passcode lock security, eliminating access to the camera roll in recent apps, preventing non-emergency calls from being made in an iPhone's lock screen, and restoring a Greek keyboard for passcode entry. It's a 21 megabyte download via Settings General Software Update. 39-word review of the $39 iPhone 5S case. Its exterior leather feels nice, and the microfiber interior protects the iPhone's finish, but the case fits so tightly that it's hard to remove. Worse, it makes the buttons hard to press, and it bulks up my sleek iPhone. The secret history of the iPhone. Fast Company has spent months in research to bring you the never-before-heard history of the iPhone. This article, an extract from the new book Design Crazy, describes how the iPhone evolved from a Mac tablet to the sleek design we eventually saw. Only a select few Apple employees were allowed to see the actual iPhone interface. The rest had to test against an intentionally hideous decoy, until Scott Forstall convinced Steve Jobs otherwise. App developers gain an unexpected champion. Lodestar has become infamous for patent trolling small iOS developers, but they might have bit off more than they can chew when they set their sights on Martha Stewart. Yes, that Martha Stewart. While most app developers don't have the resources to fight Lodestar in court, The Verge reports that the powerful and popular ex-con is fighting back, asking a judge not only to declare that Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia's apps don't infringe on Lodestar's patents, but also to invalidate all Lodestar's patents cited in the suit, which would put a swift end to Lodestar's reign of terror. And that's a good thing. How to name an app. Well-known developer and podcaster Marco Arment is working on a new podcast client called Overcast. In a blog post, he discusses how he came up with the name, the alternatives he considered, the steps he had to go through to ensure that there were no trademark infringements, and how he secured an online presence, including a domain name and Twitter handle. It's a fascinating look into something most of us never consider. Mark Rogers hacked Touch ID and still thinks it's awesome. Security researcher Mark Rogers has replicated the spoof performed by Chaos Computer Club members who tricked the iPhone 5S Touch ID fingerprint scanner with a fake fingerprint. Rogers says regular users have little to fear, as the technique requires expensive equipment and expertise. He also makes the case that Touch ID is still an improvement in iPhone security, since many users currently don't use a passcode to secure their devices. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.